Hello. Yeah, and last night was a lot of fun at Caroline's with Jeff Garlin. That dude is one of the funniest. You should go see him if he's ever anywhere near you. And if you're in New York or somewhere around, come to Caroline's, Christ's sake. It's good time. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow night. I'll be there. Let me know that you're there. You can say hello to me if you wish, or you can not say anything, and then you don't have to say hello to me. You might not want to say hello to me. I don't blame you. It's awkward. We don't know each other. I mean, we might. I know some of you. And even but and we sort of know each other a little. You listen to this podcast. If you listen to this podcast, you sort of know me, and I kind of probably understand you a little bit. Because you're the type of person that listens to this thing. Which is good. I like that. I don't know why you do it, but I like that you do it. That makes sense? I don't know why anybody would listen to this fucking thing. But I'm very grateful for all of you who do. And you're very patient people. So I guess let's look at the news. I don't know what else to say. I got a new computer I'm very excited about. I got a MacBook. I had a MacBook Pro. Now I'm just MacBook, not Pro. But the thing is so fucking small that I can I have this like vision of me because I have like this small like thin computer. Oh, I'll write so much because I'll just have it with me all the time and I'll just keep writing and writing and writing. We'll see if that happens. Hopefully it will. And then I'll write something that will make me $1 billion. And then I'll headline Madison Square Garden. I'll just rent the fucking thing, and you guys can come and we'll have a party. And that, I don't care, because you can rent Madison Square Garden. Anybody can go there. It's like, but if you don't make the money back on tickets, it's like you're out of you're fucked. But if I was just like. Like made like billions of made a, if I made $1 billion, I don't know how I could do that writing. It's kind of hard. But say I wrote like some movies and just become like rich, but people don't know who I am. And I say, listen, I'm gonna do stand in Madison Square Garden. I don't give a fuck. You could just rent it and do the show, and maybe you get some people out. It's mostly empty. You could do that. That'd be interesting. Shoot a special. You know, because that's everybody's always trying. All the comedians that, when they shoot like their hour special, they're always trying to figure out how to do it different. So they're like, I'll do it in a small room. I'll do it in this tiny room with nobody, with the, like 30 people, or I'll do it, you know. Maria Bamford did it in her parents' house, or and they try these different things to try to make it intimate. And some people just go big and say, "Fuck it, I'll do it at Madison Square Garden," or whatever. Kevin Hart did it like with at Lincoln Field or something. But what if you did it in like the big venue? With just a few people. I don't know what that would look. It'd probably be terrible. It's probably a bad idea. This is all a bad idea. This was a tangent that was worth nothing, and I'm sorry. This is a bad episode. I don't know if I would put. I'm not going to put this in a pile of bad. On the relative scale of what is bad for this show. But it's not good. Okay, let's look at the news. I know everybody relies on this show as their primary news source. Billionaire Bill Gates announces $1.7 billion investment in U.S. schools. What a mensch. You know, Bill Gates. What a fucking guy. I feel bad that I bought a Mac yesterday. I should have bought a PC and said, you know what? Bill Gates, that's where it's at. Steve Jobs, he was cool. Nothing against him. He didn't pay attention to his kid. Not known as a charitable man. Bill Gates, philanthropist. I can't say the word, but what a guy. So I don't know what that'll do to the U.S. It's got to be good. I say put it all in one school. Find the worst school in America. Like, whatever. Don't tell them you're looking for that, you know. Say you're looking for the best school. Find the worst. Just the worst. Everything's just fucking a mess, right? And put all that money into it. And then say, look, we can make... Either it'll work or it won't. I don't know. Sounds good to me. Richard Spencer is, of course, he's a Nazi, I think. Right? He says he's not a Nazi, maybe. There's not too many public Nazis that will be like, I'm a Nazi. They're like, no, I am not. Are you kidding me? Would I be a white supremacist? I'm just saying white people are supreme. I'm not a white supremacist, but I'm a white supremacist. But I'm not one. I mean, I don't know what this guy's, he's a douche. And I guess he went to speak at a college because you gotta entertain every fucking Nazi that wants to speak at a college now. And I'm not saying, not all these conservatives are Nazis, obviously, but I don't care, go speak at a college. Not Nazis, but, you know, fucking Ben Shapiro, he's not a Nazi, he's just an asshole. Just an asshole. Go speak at a fucking college and you're still an asshole. That guy is a dick. He's been made to look reasonable because he's not a Nazi. That's what the fuck is going on. Alright. It is, we're always in crazy times, right? Is it never not crazy times? It just seems like this is a little weirder than most. You know, we had like a... We had a good run. All right. Three Richard Spencer supporters arrested on charges of shooting at UF protesters in the University of Florida. Fuck everybody. Fuck Richard Spencer and anybody that supports Richard Spencer. That's all I can say. I'm not even going to read that article. It sounds like nobody got hurt, so... At least they were shitty at shooting. EPA scrubs climate change website of climate change. Oh, Scott Pruitt, you low-life piece of shit. I don't want to talk about administration stuff. I shouldn't have read that. It's just... The guy hates the EPA, he hates the environment, and he's in charge of it. And it's one of the more disgusting things that Trump has done, and it makes me, I gotta work on my anger, because what's it doing? What's it helping? Me yelling into my phone doesn't make for a good podcast. It doesn't make me healthy. It's not healthy for me, right? And it doesn't change anything. To turn it into positive energy, look at Bill Gates. He's not motherfucking anybody. He's saying, I'm gonna give money to schools. Gonna be more like Bill Gates. I want to get rich and give money to schools, and I won't even tell people. It's not even for the love. It's for to do the right thing. I'm not. I'll be anonymous. I kind of want people to know. To be honest, I'm on the fence about the anonymous thing. I might have to do it like in Curb Your Enthusiasm with Ted Danson's like anonymous, but he like tells everybody. So then it's like everybody's like whispering, you know, it's Ted Danson donated the. That's a great episode of Curb. Man, it's all like CIA retires sniffer dog because she wants to play instead of search for explosives. Well, there's a fun story. I'm assuming this dog found a nice home. She had a job. So yeah, I ain't into this job anymore. And they're like, all right, you can't really, what else are you going to do? You can't make a dog. The dog doesn't want to do the job. It just was like not into it. Sounds like not fun. Sniffing explosives. Yeah, be a dog. Play. Enjoy yourself. I don't want to even read the article. They wouldn't make an article about it if she didn't find a home. Like, they don't like, oh, you don't want to sniff bombs anymore, Lulu? That's the dog's name. All right. Well, we're going to send you to the fucking pound then. See how you like that shit. I don't think they'd do that. They would, I would imagine somebody there at the CIA would take the dog, right? It's the CIA. It's just like, I can't get the details by like skimming the article, but about like where she ended up. But I know she's Lulu and she didn't want to sniff bombs no more. And now she's done. And she's probably just running around chasing... I don't know, chasing a ball. All right. I think we're good here, right? I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.